peace with God.
A 6-year-old boy recently drove his battery-powered toy car onto a New York City parkway. When several drivers realized what was going on, they surrounded him with their cars and slowly escorted him to safety. Have you ever felt like you're driving down the hectic highway of life in nothing more than a little battery-powered toy car? Well, God's there to come alongside you. But Billy Graham says he'll do more than just guide you to safety.
He can come into your family. He can come into that office where you've been having trouble. He can come into your schoolroom. He can come into every phase of your life and make you a new person.
This is Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Thanks for tuning our way. I'm Bill Meyer, and along with Billy Graham's message today, you're also going to hear how a man born with no arms or legs finds joy through Jesus Christ.
More than arms and legs, I want peace. More than arms and legs, I want purpose. More than arms and legs, I want eternal life. And more than arms and legs, I want you, Jesus.
Nick Vujicic shares more of his remarkable story in just about 10 minutes.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
Let's get started now with Billy Graham's message on the unchanging nature of God. It comes from his 1992 crusade in Portland, Oregon.
Now I want to take as our text tonight a passage in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, these words, and this word yet once more signifieth the removing of all those things that are shaken as of things that are made, but those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Since we were here in the 50s and then in the 60s, things have changed. I could not remember that you had such tall buildings in the city center in 1950. And today there are so many beautiful high rises on both sides of the Willamette River that I hardly know how to get around. And when we were here in 1950, television was a new phenomenon. And I remember when television first came out and we got a television set and we enjoyed seeing that snow and some shadows moving, and guess what it was. When you think of how our world has changed and the adjustments we've had to make, today's senior citizens are a pretty hardy bunch, because we came along through all of that. There have been great political changes. Then there have been gigantic geophysical and ecological calamities across the world. We're living in a changing and increasingly dangerous world. It's not getting better. Thousands of people, especially young people, are trying to find a purpose and a meaning in their lives. Have you found it? Do you have a purpose in your life, and does life have meaning to you? Or is your life cracking up and going all to pieces? The big question today is, what is meaning? When I started preaching, the philosophical question was, what is truth? Today's question is, what is the point? The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Your heart, my heart, is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Andrew Morris, the great philosopher in France, wrote, "The universe is indifferent. Who created it? Why are we here on this puny mud heap spinning in infinite space?" He said, "I have not the slightest idea." And there are many people that take that attitude. Albert Camus, who was the great philosopher that everybody quoted a few years ago, said, "Man cannot live without meaning." Are you trying to live without meaning in your life? Now, here are some of the things that the philosophers were saying that people think about when they're alone. When you're alone, here's what many people that are here tonight think about. First, you think about, well, I have to suffer. Maybe now or soon. I must struggle to make ends meet. I must struggle in my marriage. I must struggle with my girlfriend, my boyfriend, because it seems that things are going wrong. I must struggle to make grades in school. I'm at the mercy of chance. I feel guilty all the time, and I don't know what I'm guilty of. I ask the question, when I'm alone, who am I? I know that I must die, and I'm afraid to die. I don't want to die, but I know I'm going to have to die. Every person in this audience 75 years from now will be dead. A scientist recently asked the question on television, who made the earth? Why is it here? What is its future? We have the answer. We just don't know. Then he said an interesting thing. Perhaps we're all going to have to restudy the biblical accounts. And that's exactly what many atheists are doing today. They're restudying the biblical accounts. T.S. Eliot once wrote, "Where is the wisdom?" Think of it now. Where is the wisdom that we've lost in knowledge? We have a tremendous amount of knowledge. We have universities by the scores and hundreds and thousands throughout the world. But we've lost wisdom in the midst of all of our knowledge. Jesus said, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity." In Luke 21:25, distress. That word means that we're pressed from all sides. And perplexity means no way out. President Kennedy said, "No man entering upon this office could fail to be staggered upon learning the harsh enormities of the trials through which he must pass in the next few years." How right President Kennedy was. He went on to say, "Each day the crisis multiplies. Each day their solution grows more difficult. Each day we draw nearer the hour of maximum danger, and time is not our friend." In the midst of all these changes, there are certain things that have not changed and will never change. The first thing that has never changed in all these centuries, the nature of God has not changed. He said, "I am the Lord, I change not." Malachi 3:6. The scripture says there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning with God. That means the batting of an eyelash. Not even that much change in God in all these centuries. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He had no beginning. He has no end. I don't understand that, but I accept it. He's the one thing that we can count on is God. He's unchanging in His holiness. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Revelation 4:8. God is unchanging in judgment. It says, "The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth." God is unchanging in love. "For God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God loves you. That's hard to believe. That's hard to take in. But God loves you. And if you were the only person in the whole world, God would love you. And He would have sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. God is love. That's one thing I want you to remember when we leave that we've said. And then the second thing, the Word of God has not changed. Not only the nature of God has not changed, but the Word of God has not changed. This Bible is the Word of God. "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever." And what you read in this book stands forever. It's a thrilling thing to take up this book and know that you are reading something inspired by God, and it's his message to the human race. He tells us where we came from. He tells us where we're going. He tells us how to live every day.
You can learn more about the Bible at our website, peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. You'll also find information there about beginning a relationship with the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ. The address again is peacewithgodradio.org. You can also call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Stay tuned for more of Billy Graham's message in just a moment here on Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Cancer. It has a way of making you take stock of your life.
It was during this about 6 to 9 month period of my life that I was facing death. That was the real point in my life that I said, hey, I need to reevaluate. I need to, you know, am I truly a Christian? What have I done with my life so far?
Sam realized a change was needed.
I went forward one Sunday and just got down at the altar and gave it back to Christ. I said, Lord, just take my life and use it. And it worked because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not afraid to talk about it with people, you know, and people on the street.
God wants to use you to tell others about Jesus Christ. That's what My Hope with Billy Graham 2014 is all about. It begins where you worship, because your church knows the best way to reach your community. Learn more at myhopewithbillygraham.org. Myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Peace with God. Billy Graham's teaching on the unchanging nature of God. Part of that unchanging nature is His grace, a grace that can carry you through any situation, even being born with no arms or legs.
We had no idea that God would use me to be His hands and feet without arms and legs.
Nick Vujicic leads a ministry called Life Without Limbs.
We are all disabled. But when we go by faith, you put a G-O in front of the word disabled, and it spells God is abled.
Nick's a motivational speaker who's welcomed into public schools and on national television broadcasts. His YouTube videos have millions of views.
I just want you to know that it's not about Nick. It's not about me being any hope. It's about Jesus, 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 Jesus. And by the grace of God, we've been in 54 countries, spoken 2,600 times to 5.5 million people face to face.
When Nick dedicated his life to Jesus at the age of 15, he prayed that God would use him to reach other people for Christ.
More than arms and legs, I want peace. More than arms and legs, I want purpose. More than arms and legs, I want eternal life. And more than arms and legs, I want you, Jesus.
You can listen to more of Nick's story at our website, peacewithgodradio.org. Once you're there, just click on TV and radio, and then look for stories and interviews.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Our world and your life are constantly changing. But Billy Graham's teaching that in the midst of all that change, there are a few things that stay the same. First, he says, the nature of God never changes. Second, the Word of God never changes. And now,
the third thing that hasn't changed, human nature has not changed. Jeremiah the prophet said, as I said a moment ago, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Sin means that I've broken God's laws. I've broken the Ten Commandments. If you have broken one commandment one time, you're guilty of all. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever had lust in your heart? Then you're guilty. We're guilty before God. And because we're guilty, we're under sentence of death. Death in this life and death in the life to come. And then fourthly, the way of salvation has not changed. In all these centuries, the way of salvation is still the same. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, in Acts 4:12. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In the last generation, the only way to God was through Christ. In this generation, the only way to God will be through Christ, the only one in history of whom it is written, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Think of it. The wrath of God abides on you now. And the only way that wrath can be turned away is by the cross. When Jesus Christ took your sins on the cross, God could no longer see your sins because your sins were buried in the depths of the sea. And God cannot even remember your sins. Think of it. God cannot even remember. He has the ability to turn the tape recorder off and erase it. And God cannot remember your sins when you come to Christ at the cross by faith and repentance. Yes, God will never change. The Word of God will never change. But you have to change if you are to go to heaven. If you are to have a new life here and have purpose and meaning in your life, you have to change. The first thing you have to do is repent. "Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out," the scripture says. The second thing is to believe, and that word believe means to commit. That's the marriage vow that we take. It's not just getting married, it's a lifetime commitment. My wife is here tonight, and we've had differences, like every normal couple. And someone asked her, had she ever thought of divorce? She said, "No, but I have thought of murder." I don't know where she's sitting, but sometime I'm going to ask her to explain that. But we have a wonderful marriage and we have a wonderful family, and all of them know the Lord, for which we give thanks to God. Now I want to ask you, do you know Christ? You see, Christ died for you. And on that cross, God laid on him the sins of us all. We deserved hell. We deserved judgment. We deserved to pay the price for our sins. But Jesus took them voluntarily on the cross. And on that cross, he had the capacity, because he was the God-man, to see you sitting here tonight. And he knew you, and he knew all about you, and he loved you, and he's willing to forgive you and give you purpose and meaning in your life and change your life. Your life has to change. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Have you come to Christ? Has there been a time when you received him as your Lord and your Savior and said, "Lord, with your help, I want to follow you. I'm going to read the Bible and I'm going to pray and I'm going to be as faithful to you as I can. And I can't live the Christian life alone. I'm a failure. Billy Graham cannot live the Christian life. I've tried. I can't do it. But with the help of the Word of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, I can live the Christian life. But he lives it through me. He produces the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace. All of these things are supernaturally produced in you by the Holy Spirit when you receive Christ. Some people say, "I'm trying to hold on." You don't need to hold on. He holds you. Just turn loose and let him come into your heart. How many of us, we've been baptized? We go to church once in a while, maybe every Sunday. But deep in your heart, there's a doubt that you know Christ. You're not sure that if you died at this moment, you'd go to heaven. You want to be sure. You want to be certain. You want to know that your sins are forgiven, and you want to know that purpose and meaning that God can give to you. Are you willing to change your way of living? That's repentance, to change your mind, to change the direction of your life. And you can't repent by yourself. The Holy Spirit has to help you do that. And then you come by faith, and faith means commitment. When I stepped on this platform last night, I'd never been on this platform before. I didn't get down and examine it to see if it would hold me up. I accepted by faith that the carpenters that built it to hold a man. And by faith, you receive Christ in the same way. You totally commit yourself. You say, Lord, I'm not trusting anything else to save my soul except Jesus. I commit myself to Him. Young people today are looking for a cause. They're looking for a flag to follow. They're looking for something to really believe in. People are mixed up. They're confused. They don't know what to think. They're just angry. And many people think, can we hold together as a society? Come to Christ. He will meet all those longings and all those needs and give you a new life. He can come into your family. He can come into that office where you've been having trouble. He can come into your schoolroom. He can come into every phase of your life and make you a new person. He can make those ends meet. He can help you meet those payments. He can help you in looking for a job. He can give you total assurance that your sins are gone and that God will never hold you accountable for them again. They're forgiven. And He receives you with open arms. And He'll do it tonight if you'll let Him. I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat and come and stand in front of this platform and say, by coming, I want Christ to come into my heart. I want Him to take all of me. I surrender my life to Him and I say, Lord Jesus, I am willing to repent of my sins and turn by faith to You and put my total confidence and my total faith in You. He died on the cross and shed His blood for you. And certainly you can come and take a stand here for Him. I'm going to ask you to come and receive Him as your Lord and your Savior and your Master. God has spoken to you. You come.
That's a decision you will never regret. You can dig deeper at our website, peacewithgodradio.org. Just look for the Grow Your Faith tab. Or you can talk to us on the phone about it. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. You can also use that number to request a free CD copy of today's program. Listen back to it anytime you like, or share it with someone else. Just call us and let us know you'd like that free CD copy of this edition of Peace with God. The number again is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
You just heard Billy Graham teach that you can live forever with God in heaven because of what Jesus did on the cross. He paid the penalty for your sin. It's a gift that Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lott, says many Christians almost seem to take for granted.
How many Christians do you know who are in love with Jesus? How many people do you know who put Him first in their lives even though it demands a sacrifice? Even though it demands their own time, money, and desires, there seem to be few Christians who want what God wants more than what they want. Very few who are willing to risk their job, reputation, friendships, even their life to share the gospel. Many churchgoers quote scripture, pray out loud, talk about men like Abraham, Moses, David, know all about Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. So why is it so many don't read their Bibles every day, or pray, or share the gospel with the unsaved? Listen to me. Something's wrong. God's people need to wake up to God. Jesus commanded in Revelation 3:2, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. So stop sleeping. Wake up. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
You can help us challenge and encourage people with the message of Christ through your prayers and your financial support. Go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Give. Or make your donation over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. Next week here on Peace with God, Billy Graham talks about love. He says your romantic love, your family love, and your friendship love can all be made better when you accept God's love.
It's so deep and so wide and so high and so great and has such dimensions to it that no words in any language can describe it.
Make plans to be with us again next week at this same time for another edition of Peace with God. Until then, you can listen back to today's program anytime you like at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on TV and radio. I'm Bill Meyer. Thanks for being with us today.
Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.